This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States Army has deployed a massive ship to the Eastern Mediterranean carrying equipment to build a temporary pier with Palestinians in need of aid as the UN says a quarter of Gaza's population faces starvation. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says the conflict so far killed nearly 31,000 Palestinians, a number that does not sit well with U.S. President Joe Biden.
There's other ways to deal, to get to deal with the trauma caused by Hamas.
Biden, speaking Saturday on MSNBC, as carried on X, Biden stopped short of committing to a red line that Israel could cross that would stop U.S. support for its ally. But as Ramadan begins, any relief by land, sea, or air can't come soon enough. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israel warned on Sunday against the spread of what they say is fake news about Israel threatening holy sites such as Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem during the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan.
Israel will strongly safeguard the freedom of religion for all faiths at all sites in Israel, especially the Temple Mount and Al-Aqsa.
Government spokesperson Raquel Karamson. Ukrainian and allied officials have criticized Pope Francis for saying Kyiv should have the courage to negotiate an end to the war with Russia. The pontiff's statement was interpreted by many as a call on Ukraine to surrender. The foreign minister of Poland and Ukraine's ambassador to the Vatican both used World War II analogies to condemn the Pope's remarks.